Ichabod Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
I need your help.
My help? Forgive me, but isn't this a school filled with little super students?
They can't help me with what I need.
And what, pray tell, do you need?
To rescue Tara Callahan.
What? All right, I'll do it. To get my hands on those crystals. By God, I will find Tammy Tremendous and bring her back!
Her name is Tara.
Never mind that. You have a deal, Barrington. Navin, I'll need access to the UXB computers so I can properly study the ship, of course.
Follow me to one of the private computer rooms. I can get you online there.
Uh-huh.
There you are. Now, while you're becoming familiar with the ship, I need to make sure it will run.
I beg your pardon.
I'll be back, Hevik.
Ah, yes. Yes, this will do nicely.
Oi.
Miss Barrycloth, you're hyperventilating.
I'm fine. Sir, I'm just worried about you.
Breathe, Miss Barrycloth.
Yes, of course. Breathe.
That's it.
Miss Bennett and I have been worried.
Exhale, Miss Barrycloth. There you go. Now, what have you and Miss Bennett been worried about exactly?
Your meeting with that madman.
Dr. Epic, yes. I can assure you and Miss Bennett that I am perfectly capable of handling Dr. Epic.
Oh, if you say so, sir, but the very look of him scares the devil out of me. He's got that wild hair, those big crazy eyes. Oh, better watch out, or he'll put you in a trance.
Duly noted, Miss Barrycloth. Now then, I'd like you to...
Wait a minute. I know there was another reason I was looking for you.
Does it have something to do with the mobile phone you're holding?
Yes! I have Wes Kelly for you, sir.
Ah, Master Machine's assistant. Very good. The phone, Miss Barrycloth?
What? Oh, yes. The phone. Oh, here you go, sir.
Thank you, Miss Barrycloth. Now then, I need you to take this.
What is it, sir?
A vial filled with an antidote for Micah in engineering, who has approximately 18 minutes left to live.
What?
Run it over to medical, won't you?
Oh my God, of course, Mr. Barrington. Oh, good job, I won my tennis. Hold on, Micah. Help is on the way.
I'm beginning to wonder if she'll make it through the first week. Mr. Kelly, Mr. Barrington here.
Hey, Mr. Barrington, still trying to find him for you.
I'm so sorry to keep pressing you, Mr. Kelly, but Micah and Miss Bennett here have had little luck tracking him down.
No, I totally get it. Damien can be, how do I put it gently, a slippery one. Happens when you got more money than God. World's your playground.
Well, I do appreciate you helping me pin him down.
Part of my job description, Mr. Barrington. Just driving up to the Greytech hangars now. I think he's tinkering on a new master machine design.
Ah, of course.
I'll get back to you shortly.
Mr. Kelly, this is a rather urgent matter.
I understand.
Thank you.
Damien!
Hey, Wes.
Damien around?
Check Hangar 8. He's over there working on a new design.
Nanosheens are us. Thanks, Freddy.
And that's Gamma 1. Then shift to supersymmetry. Will you hold still so I can input this data into you, Carla?
Wes Kelly is approaching.
So? Ignore him like I do.
I'm simply alerting you, Damien.
You know, sometimes you remind me of Amy.
But I've heard you say, even though you've built her artificial intelligence program, you don't like her.
Bingo! Carla, change the station. Give me something with a little kick to it.
More kick? Coming up.
There he is, ladies and gents. Portrait of the genius hard at work.
Portrait of the assistant who comes to annoy the genius hard at work.
That's what I do.
And to think I pay you.
You pay me to keep your life organized. I annoy you for free. So, I have a bone to pick with you and your floating robot orb here.
I have a name. It is Carla.
Yeah, you mean creepy Carla. And the bone is, I've been trying to reach you.
Really? Phone must be dead.
D, we've gone over this a million times. When it goes straight to voicemail, it's dead. When it rings 4 times and no one answers, someone's ignoring someone's calls. Carla.
I do as I am instructed.
Yeah, when did machines start telling lies?
Damien created me. Ask him.
You know, I liked you a lot better when you were just my broke best friend who never asked any questions and party with me on the weekends.
Yeah, you're the one who gave me the job.
Yeah, so you could pick up the bar tab once in a while?
You drink the expensive stuff. I can't afford you. Anyway, I'm here because Mr. Barrington from Power U's been trying to get a hold of you.
Gotta call him back.
Said it was urgent.
This is urgent, bro. Been working on this new nano sheen for months.
Which you're about to demo for me. All right, I'll be your audience. But then you gotta call Mr. B. So, what's the new guy's name?
Titanium Teddy.
Titanium Teddy. Yeah. Kinda looks like a teddy bear based on the computer schematics.
Kinda, sorta. We're talking 17 feet of solid titanium machine.
Wait, 17 feet? You've never shifted into something that big before. Thought you said the machine of Z molecules in your DNA would never let you morph your body into anything past 14 feet.
That's why I'm out here at Great Tech Airport Hangar number... Which one is this, Carla?
Number 8.
Testing it out.
Will this hangar even be able to handle 17 feet?
The hangar roof is 50 feet high.
That's what I love about you, Carla. So precise.
Wes, I know you don't believe me. No one does. But something's been messing with our reality.
Here we go. Mr. Conspiracy.
Dude, they've got footage of me being in places I've never been before.
Yeah. And Mandela, Medulla sound like those crazy peeps on TikTok, buddy. And what does that even have to do with morphing into a 17-foot bot?
I've equipped this model with a quantum energy generator in my backside, so I could track fermionic dimensions and detect any variants as slight as they might be. So if there's any reality shifts and I'm in mech mode, I'll know it. And the only way I could fit it was...
Design the bot to be 17 feet. Got it. And they say size doesn't matter.
If it makes you feel any better, Mr. Kelly, I feel the same as you do.
Since when do robots feel?
Again, I must refer you back to Damien.
Whatever. Kill the music, Carla. And you guys stand back. Feast your eyes for the transformation.
Connection to DNA. Successful. Uploading schematics for Titanium Teddy to your nano cells. Successful. Prepare for transformation of your physical exoskeleton.
Holy!
Success. 17 feet.
I wasn't sure I could really get this big, dude. Look at me! Check out this blaster arm. I can target an ant crawling on a tree a mile away.
Whoa! Careful where you point that thing!
Nailed it!
And the tree, which is now a pile of wood.
Get a load of my meta torch arm. Watch this. Over by the airstrip, see that abandoned shack? What shack?
I think you just started a field fire.
Oh, yeah. Carl?
I will alert security.
Okay, show's over. Dialing Mr. Barrington now.
Let me shift.
Yeah, Wes Kelly here, Mr. Barrington. I've got Damien Gray for you, and he's very eager to chat. Here you go.
What's up, Mr. B? I was just about to call you back. What? Oh my God. Yep. Got it. You can count on me.
What's wrong?
I gotta get the power of you. One of their students was abducted.
Abducted?
They need the UXB starship repaired stat.
Why did they need a starship?
Because she was abducted by an alien. And it wasn't just any student. It was Tara Callahan.
Wait, isn't she...
Tara Tremendous.
Want me to fire up the jet?
Wes, come on, man. I am the jet.
Master machine.
Say hello to Supersonic Turbo Cheese. You really should have told me the call was urgent, bro.
Hey, I did. I seriously need a raise.
Hello?
WonkyBot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen,
Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Tanner.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive, cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. Aperi portasissimos infernae. Serge malum, serge in
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plot to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
Well, there she is. Eyes open. Looking up at me.
Who are you?
Para Hutessa, head counselor to the Empress. I've come to check on our little patient.
You mean hostage?
Hostage? That's all a matter of perspective.
Please, let me go. She's going to wipe my mind.
The Empress has great faith in you. Personally, I do not see it. That's why I'm here. To connect to your mind, so I can see for myself. Ah, yes. I see it now. You are quite powerful. You do have the power to destroy Nimbuk.
I won't use my powers for evil.
Evil? My dear, when you eliminate the Nimbakians, you will be hailed a hero by the Asaurians. It's just like I said. It's all a matter of perspective. Now rest your eyes, child. Soon your mind will belong to the Empress.
No.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com.
Thank you.
Wonkybot Entertainment presents a terrifying audio horror series for mature audiences.
What was that?
Something just moved right through me.
Twisted stories from the imagination of Stuart St. John.
Why do you have a shotgun?
Listen, Artie's friend was able to get information on Gilroy. He was the leader of a satanic cult, Hannah.
Treacherous tales.
No.
Isn't that something?
An immersive cinematic anthology series featuring a different cast in each frightening episode.
If my soul is in the doll and I kill Madison, they'll never be able to pin the murder on me. It's the perfect crime.
Executive produced by Stuart St. John, Todd Fisher, and Michael Plahuta.
Oh, the clamor in meum. A very portasissimus infernae. Serge malum, serge in malum.
Stuart St. John's Treacherous Tales. Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Never why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts.